front part of that, those two.
Yeah, and then I could say about that, you just say the front of the stove.
Huh? Or how about the front part of your fireplace?
Well, I've heard it said down in the hearth, you know, they had a big hearth, they call it in the front of the house, so many inches from the Indians where the fire burned. I said the hearth, cracking.
Uh-huh. Put out a lot of heat. Do you have any name for a big log that's put in the very back part of the fireplace?
Well, I heard it said, and as I said, the boy coming up, when folks in this country use all the fireplaces, they're what they call the andirons to hold it up.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any?
No.
And some of them call them the andirons, some call them the fire dogs.
Fire dogs.
To hold up the wood, to be about that high off of. And you put your kindling over there and lay your logs on there. You're 16, 24, 40 inches long. Between them dog irons, and sometimes maybe have a little extra where the wood was right green, extra a little something as dry as help build the flames, heat the logs where it catch a hold.
Did you ever have stuff, you take it from a pine tree, it's real gummy type?
Rosin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever get little splinters of wood? And then, I mean, you could light it just with a match?
Oh, yeah.
What did you call that stuff?
Rosin.
Rosin?
Yeah, rosin.
Pure rosin.
You mean we had the lighted trees, the pine trees, and some of the old stumps that was like over in the field yonder. I can show you trees was cut many, many years ago. Anywhere from 12 to 30 inches high, 25 inches in diameter, and 40 inches. It's fat. In fact, a few years back, we started out, we had fireplaces here. And I gone over there my axe and slab off and cut off that fat lighted, we call it.
What do they call it?
Lighted.
Lighted?
Lighted.
Lighted,
huh.
Fat.
Fat pine. Fat pine, you know. It'll burn just like you put, most when you put kerosene on it. And in trees up in both eyes over there the other day, it seemed the trees was rosin were running out of them.
Would you get that rosin stuff?
Well, you could, but I didn't.
But you did. What would you call that stuff that fire makes? You know, it's black and dirty. Yeah, after you burn a fire.
Well, charcoal makes us charcoal.
Yeah.
Soot. Soot, charcoal. You see the soot, it forms. I've seen it in the back of the chimney many times when the fire died down and be that thick.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff gets all over the place, doesn't it?
Well, sometimes when wind comes in the right direction, it'll blow down that chimney. I've seen it blow back out in the floor. So,
your wife have a fit when that happens, huh?
Well, and more so back older days, because it made chimneys large. Lots of them are made out of rock.
What, rock?
Yes, sir. Rock chimneys.
Did you have any word for those stuff at the bottom of the fire after it burnt down?
Ashes.
Ashes.
Mm-hmm.